File number 2142. Interview between Dr. Rose Franklin and Dr. Alyssa Papantonio. Location, United States Central Command, CENTCOM, MacDill Air Force Base, Tampa, Florida.
Dr. Franklin, I didn't think we'd meet again.
I didn't think I'd meet anyone on Earth again, but you're right. You're the last person I expected to call.
I have so many questions. I don't even know where to start.
Why don't you start by answering mine?
Abby, do you still hate me? I sincerely hope you don't.
Do I hate you? That's an interesting way to start the conversation. I'm not your friend, if that's what you're asking. I'll never forgive you for what you did. But you don't seem as insane as you did before. I guess the rest of the world is caught up with you.
I'll take that as a compliment.
When did you stop working for the Russians?
They didn't need me after you'd disappeared. There was no need to find pilots with Seamus gone. Then I learned the Americans were putting Lapitus back together, so I came.
Just like that. New job. You start on Monday.
They took some convincing, but they knew I could help. I did.
It didn't bother you? Switching sides again?
Have I ever misled you into thinking I was a patriot? Even if I were, I'm a Bosnian. I do what I do for everyone. I don't care where I do it.
You're a regular Mother Teresa.
Whatever you think of me, Dr. Franklin, I am not responsible for what is happening in the world. If anyone is guilty of that, it's you.
I didn't come here to fight with you, Alyssa. I just want to find a way to stop this.
Stop what?
All of it. Lapidus, the camps, everyone hating everyone. How did it come to this?
Dr. Franklin, the free world was destroyed when the aliens came. All these ideas, democracy, the will of the people, everyone being equal. It's based on the belief that, in the end, good will always triumph over evil.
It did, didn't it?
Tell that to the tens of millions that died. They all died in the world's biggest cities, where the power is. People were scared, and scared people deferred to authority. The world also lost Seamus. You may have disabled one of their robots, but it's Seamus that gave people hope. Then she was gone. But there it was, lying in the middle of Central Park. Lapidus was inevitable, Dr. Franklin. No one could have stopped it.
You didn't try.
Me? No. Why would I? Why would I want Earth to be defenseless? Why would anyone want that? Do you know why none of these countries fight back against the Americans?
Because they can't, Alyssa. They don't fight back because they have nothing to fight with.
No, they don't fight back because they need Lapidus. They sleep better at night knowing it's there, even if it is their enemy that controls it. Even if they have to give up some freedom for it. And the camps? The camps are nothing new.
What are you talking about? Rounding up innocent people? Citizens? Born and raised in this country? Because they happen to have had their father's genes expressed instead of their mother's, or because they call their god by a different name? What are they doing to them, Alyssa? Are they killing them?
Not many of them. Not for now. But it might happen. People have a very short memory, or a very selective one, I don't know. You had over 100,000 people in camps during the Second World War. So did Canada. They were citizens, too. That wasn't in the Middle Ages. Our parents were there.
I'm not defending what happened during the war, but we were fighting Japan. We're not at war with those people. They haven't done anything.
Does it matter? We have to blame someone. 100 million people don't die because these things happen. The human mind doesn't work that way.
Sure. How about we blame the people that did it?
Not good enough. That won't make anyone feel better. There's nothing you can do about them. They're too powerful, and they're not here. It has to be someone weaker here. Then you can remove those people and feel safer. People need to feel safer.
You're crazy, Alyssa. Do you know that?
I'm not saying this is a good thing. I'm saying it's always been this way. We need scapegoats when bad things happen. The Jews poisoned the well.
What?
The Black Death. It killed almost half the world in the 14th century. Maybe the Jews were less affected. Maybe it was a myth. But people in Europe blamed them for the disease. Accused them of poisoning the water. So, they threw them out of the cities, or they killed them. They murdered them inside their homes. They burned them alive. In Strasbourg, they brought hundreds of them inside a wooden house and set it on fire. They did this in France, in Germany, in Spain, in Switzerland. This was Europe, the pinnacle of civilization. It happened before, and it will happen again. You think the world changed while you were gone? It hasn't. This is who we are.
I'm sorry, Alyssa, but I refuse to believe that.
Good for you. I choose to be a realist.
And so you helped with all of it?
About as much as you did, yes.
Don't do that, Alyssa. I'm not like you.
You complained about Lapidus and about the camps. You gave them Lapidus. There's no denying that. It makes no difference whether you intended to or not. I made a genetic test so they could find pilots. They found pilots. Only they didn't stop there, and they started screening everyone. There were aliens among us. People wanted them found.
We're all aliens, Alyssa. All of us are.
I know. That was the problem. How do you find them if they're everywhere? Imagine if tall people were to blame. Are you tall? Am I? They made the camps until they could decide who we're supposed to be scared of. And yes, they used my test to do it. So blame me if you want, I don't care.
I think there's enough of that going around. I came here to talk about Lapidus.
Beautiful, isn't he?
How did you make that test of yours? We couldn't find anyone else who could activate the helmets in Themis.
Your sample size was too small. I had already made a series of tests based on the samples I had from your pilots, but it was too precise, too specific. I couldn't find anyone with that much in common with them. But I now had a much larger sample of the population to look at.
Who?
The dead, of course. All 100 million of them. The aliens made that test for us. They designed that gas to target their own kind. Some people died within seconds of being exposed to the alien gas. Some spent entire minutes breathing it before they died. if I could figure out who went first, I could narrow it down to a handful of genetic traits. I'd did.
But there can't be that many people with the right profile. We tested hundreds.
You needed thousands. 68,000. That's how many people you need to test on average to find one person the robot will respond to. I tested Mexicans at first to make sure it worked. We used the ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, to get blood samples of everyone they deported. Within a year, we found a few who could pilot.
Did you use them?
No, they wanted Americans.
White Americans, of course.
Anyone not a Muslim. Apparently, we can only hate so many people.
That doesn't make any sense. They put people with too much alien DNA in camps because they don't trust them, yet they want people with even more alien genetics to pilot the robot.
Ironic, isn't it? Too much alien DNA means you are either locked in a camp or one of the most powerful people in the world.
And they're okay with that?
If you mean the U.S. government, no, they're not. The pilots are implanted with a small explosive device inside their skull. They can remote detonate it if needed. It's supposed to be painless.
And how did you get the robot to work? The aliens left because this one was destroyed.
Disabled, not destroyed.
How do they control it? Did they make more people like Vincent?
No, they got the best engineers they could find and locked them in a room until they figured out a way. They built some contraption. It's a robot, really, that sits on top of the existing controls. The pilot stands about a foot to the side, their legs inside flexible tubes. There are sensors inside that capture the human leg movements. The machine translates them into something that matches the alien physiology, then transfers motion to the robot's controls. It's fascinating to watch. I have it on video. Would you like to see?
Some other time. I want to know how they made it work again. I disabled that robot, like you said. It didn't work. It fell apart. The metal in its leg was...
Dr. Franklin, I'm a geneticist. I know nothing about the metal or what you did to it.
You know it lost a leg. You can't just attach a new one. It doesn't work like that.
They found a way to convince the rest of the body that the monstrosity they put in its place was the real thing. I don't know how they did that.
Surely you must know something. It happened here, no?
All I know is it has to do with the decay rate of the metal where the pieces touch.
I thought of that when we assembled Themis. I got nowhere with it.
You know, Dr. Franklin, it is not entirely impossible that they found someone better than you.
It's easy to find someone better than me. I just don't think we have the technology to do what you're suggesting. We didn't when I left, anyway.
If it makes you feel better, they did have some help.
From whom?
Come, let me show you. Oh, and Dr. Franklin.
Yes?
I want you to know I had nothing to do with this.